We now go back to yesterday. And what could be a bit that has one run, or maybe 1,000 times from now, we're referring back to the first time it happened in Edmonton.
You're ready to laugh.
That's right, tweet groups, followers. All right, so every time we hop in a cab, what do we have to do? We record everything that's going on, just in case something happens.
Can I ask you an innocent question about the cab industry?
Why no native-born people ever in
Isn't
any
it
city
a little
ever
weird
drive
that you
cab?
Never hear someone from that area driving that
never.
Cab?
Oh, and it's from all over. You know, if
what have we got so far here?
Yemen.
Yemen to Lebanon and a Morocco.
Mm-hmm. And, what was the guy today? Pakistan.
And Pakistan. So they're all from a certain area of the world. It's
but,
not like...
But go to New York City. Do you ever have a native New Yorker drive you around? And wouldn't you think... Of all the jobs, it would require a native.
You like, think to get around and know
hey,
where you're going.
We know every street. I grew up here. I know the fastest route to every area you'd want to go to. No, it's a guy who's from halfway across the world.
Yep.
Is going to tell you the quickest way to get from Frisco to the ballpark in Arlington.
It's a remarkable slice of the Middle East, generally, that seems to be generally driving the cabs around our North American cities.
And why aren't there more NASCAR drivers who are...
Okay, that's dumb.
From that well, they're such good drivers.
Yeah, but they make a lot more money.
But did you ever see them rolling in like, New York City? Haven't you ever feared for your life, but they miss each other by, like, a fraction of an inch?
Really?
He's going to keep going with us.
Me?
No, I'm talking about Tom.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said.
Now we know how to turn left.
Underrated, Tom.
All right, here's
Underrated.
The new bit. So after the first cab ride we took, which, of course, I was recording the whole time, just in case, and because of the implication, Tom tells us, oh, I was going to say this, but I wasn't sure if you're rolling. I'm like, dude, I am always rolling, okay? So from now on, I encourage all bits from the back seat, because I usually take the front seat, because I carry the money.
Tom
I'm the money
shotgun.
Man. I pay for the cabs.
I get the middle seat.
Yeah, it's a Tom's
It's not really for that. I like shotgun, because I have more room.
Dan gets shotgun, Tom gets middle.
Yep.
Donovan and I could switch around if we want.
Right, but we have always have
to be on the left
spots.
Or the right.
Tom Rod, Tom Rod B in the middle.
Yeah, right. Either Donovan gets the right door or left door. But
I'm riding B.
So Tom's thing was, hey, I was going to ask that guy, but I wasn't sure if you were rolling. I was going to ask him, hey, where do you need to go to get some pee around here? some kitty cat. Some does everybody know what I mean?
We got it.
I don't.
Not quite.
You can keep going. Keep going.
Did you draw it?
Some female body parts slang around here. Where do I go to get some pee around here?
Okay.
So Tom tells us this afterwards, and we admonished him and yelled at it. You know, I am always rolling. Go ahead. We encourage bits. Okay. Now let's fast forward.
Whereas I said, let's talk about women with more respect. How dare you?
So
because of the implication,
we fast forward to the next cab ride. With Tom, and now it's in all of our heads.
We're all prepared.
Well, Tom had a bold claim he was going to ask this. So now we're driving around, and we're on this drive for 5 minutes or so, or 10 minutes then, and I'm asking him about sports and politics, as I will do, just trying to get into this guy. And why would you leave Lebanon? Why?
It's so beautiful out there.
Yemen? What's Yemen like? Do they have snow in Yemen? You know, just the whole idiotic stuff we ask cab drivers. But now I hear the guys in the back just all giggling.
Well, because Tom told us.
Giggling. And then I hear Bob like, do it, do it, do it. And then Tom's like, oh, God.
I'll tell you, Tom might have a broken rib because Bob is elbowing him in the ribs.
Every time there's a little downtime in your conversation in the front seat, I'm letting Tom know that now's a great time to jump in.
I'm trying to keep the conversation going and encourage others.
He can't say a word because he's laughing so hard.
Well, now everyone laughing in the back seat. I'm, you know how when you're trying not to smile but you're smiling, and now I'm thinking of my dead grandma. Okay, my cat that died. Just stuff that's not, you know, cancer. I'm just trying to think of things that are horrible that I can really get serious about. And
same thing here.
And I'm looking out the window and just trying to go to a different place where I, Because if he had asked, hey, man, where do you go to get some pee around here at that moment, I would have busted out laughing. I think the whole car would have exploded.
We were close to pant wetting.
It was ridiculous back in the back seat.
Laughing like little...
All right, we all calmed down
all
a little bit, though.
Giggling.
We all took a deep breath.
We all settled down, and then so now we're going to pick it up here. I think I start into a little more sports talk, but Tom is getting his act together. Everybody's got their straight face on and practicing so that we won't all explode with laughter. And Tom pulls off the first ever, hey, man, where's a guy go to get some pee around here? All right.
You ever go to hockey games?
Sometimes.
You like hockey or no?
I like it, but I'm not big on hockey.
What's your favorite sport?
I like soccer. It's good.
Soccer.
International. By the way, 20 out of 20 cab drivers we've interviewed list soccer as their favorite sport.
But, I watch hockey. I like hockey, but sometimes, you know, this year it's... This year is waste to watch it or follow it or anything.
Yeah, they're not very good, are they?
No. Actually, it's been like almost 7 years, 8 years, whatever. So I don't know what's going on. Since we make it to the playoff, after that, that's it.
Here comes Tom.
Zero.
So where can someone find some around here?
It's all over. You can't find him very close to that.
By the way, this guy doesn't flinch.
Didn't miss a beat.
So we had been talking sports. We had been talking politics. We had been just having a normal adult conversation.
Tom's tired of talking sports.
Tom says hey and puts on his deep voice. So where can somebody get some pee around here?
This guy goes,
ah, pee? Okay, you go to... here we go.
Zero.
So where can someone find some pee around here?
It's all over. You can't find him very close to the Coliseum here. So,
oh, yeah?
When the game's over, just walk 118th Avenue.
Pause it. How many times has he been asked that question?
Right? It makes you think.
Like he didn't even flinch. So he's someone.
That's why I thought it might be a funny thing to ask. You know, this must be some kind of crazy thing ask all the time.
It seems like one out of every 25 men who enter that cab ask the same thing.
Do you think... Vancouver, they'd tell us where to score some pot? Just as an experiment.
Let's find some around here.
It's all over. You can't find him very close to the Coliseum here. So,
oh, yeah?
When the game's over, just walk 118th Avenue. That's all the there.
Avenue, I like that.
Tom will keep his conversation going a little bit.
What city has better looking women? Edmonton or Lebanon?
That's a country town.
It is a country town.
That's true. Let's stick with Beirut. Edmonton or Beirut?
Actually, you know what? Almost the same. So good looking girls all over, right?
Sure.
You find here the good ones and the bad ones, and same thing back home, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Words of wisdom from our cab driver from Lebanon.
What city has better women, Edmonton or Lebanon? That's a...
that is a country,
such a bully.
I just love Tom's deep voice.
Well, the guy's from Lebanon. He understands the difference between country and city.
Yeah. Tom just puts
and
the
who knows
if, on just to get it, just to ask.
If we ever do this again, we don't know. But if we do and it becomes a signature road trip bit, because we've been, for years, we've wanted to do Follow That Car.
Bob tried
but
it. Which
he sure
is,
did. Bob tried
it. Bob tried that yesterday.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't work when you call for a cab.
We knew 20 minutes.
They come to pick you up.
Oh my!
And then you say, "Follow that car." It has to be.
Yeah, and there's the no seat. Car in front of us. Follow that car.
Follow that car
and he
is.
Just looks back at me like, really?
Follow that car is a movie thing that always works in the movies,
right,
but
right.
I've always questioned whether it would work in real life. And we need to be in a busy downtown area.
Well, the hotel has a whole line of cabs, so couldn't you run out of the hotel lobby and
maybe?
And then and wave them over and follow
but
that car.
It's kind of a downtown-y type
yeah,
thing where
have
you jump in a cab
yeah.
and you're like, follow that car and see if he does. Because in the movies, they're okay and they peel out.
And, yeah.
And they're risking life and limb to actually stick with this car.
Right.
Where we wonder if an actual cabbie would look back at you and be like, what? Or
maybe we learned today that you can't shock a cab driver.
I think so.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe they're so weathered and
maybe that's
seen
the
everything,
new game
you know?
Is try to find out what would shock a cab driver into kicking you out of the cab. What could you ask him to make him kick you out?
Let's do it in a warmer area.
So not when it's 5 below.
Idea. Not here.
Yeah.
All right. It's 2:28. It's Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket live from Calgary, Alberta tonight. The Stars.